fly. I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll.
Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, 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 what's good, everybody? Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Rod One, and we're back with another one, man. Y'all know each and every week I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And y'all know tonight I'm going to do the same thing again. But yo, before I get started, just like I do each and every week, I got to give thanks. Give thanks to all the people that download the audio version of this podcast, yo. Because without y'all, I wouldn't be getting ranked like I do. So I really appreciate y'all. Like I say, you know, it's a thing for people to see you, visually see my guests and, you know, get that whole vibe. Like, we already know what it's like to attack more than one sense at the same time. We know that that's extra stimulation, right? But it's something that's to be said when people literally go look for you each and every week just to hear what you got going on, as well as hear the conversations with the people that you talk to. Because, you know, I feel like, and this is not me bragging, I'm just saying, I feel like every week, every time I have a guest on, it's always nuggets being given to the people. Everybody that I've ever had on, man, has always given the people that have watched something. And I think that's what it's about, substance, right? And it's about giving back. Because, you know, most of the time people get on here and they bombard y'all in the beginning with, yo, buy this, buy that, get this, get that. And I understand, you know, everybody, it's a hustle. And you got to treat this like a business, right? But then there comes a time when you got to look at this from a different standpoint too, or have a different perspective about it. You know, having a platform means it comes with a different set of responsibilities too. You know, at some point you got to look past yourself. And there's a lot of platforms who, you know, I'm not calling no names, and I'm also not trying to compare to say that I'm better. What I'm saying is that we understand the difference between when you have a platform that's based on making sure that you're giving back as much as you look in the game versus how people just want to exploit people for a certain type of conversation so they can get a few type of clicks or some shit like that. You know what I mean? And on my platform, that's why I don't do the racial thing. I don't do the division thing. I don't do this whole, yo, we can only talk to people based on this particular demographic, because that ain't my style, yo. My thing is that I want to know what's going on out there in the world. I want to know from everyday people, even though they're not everyday people, to the people in their life. And that's what makes being a man so dope, right? Because in so many instances, being a man is so much pressure put on you, right? Because number one, you got to always remember this. If you don't remember nothing else, you know, you're only as good as the service that you provide when it comes to those people outside of you. Let's be real. You know what I mean? You have to maintain yourself in order to be something that people will even attract to, or for a woman to even give you that type of scenario where they could put you in the front as being the lead. Now, we know that it ain't always based on morals and standards that people pick who they pick in their life. But let's just be real. The dopest thing about being in this position is understanding that you have a moral responsibility to have emotional intelligence, period. You have a moral responsibility as a man, because as a man, you're gifted to be a leader. Now, I ain't saying all men can lead, but I'm saying that's what you're gifted with. Some people are born with it. Some people could learn it. But at the end of the day, you have a position. It's just that you don't always play it. And I get it. It's so many different things that we face with every day that we can honestly stand on that may be, you know, something that a man can seem like is an obstacle. But I like to think about certain things as obstacles, but I like to look at them as hurdles. I don't look at them like as walls and blocks. I like to look at them as hurdles. Because the one thing we know about a wall is that certain people that we know out here know how to dig under a wall. So even a wall is not really something that should stand in your way, even when it comes to that. But when I think about things in your way, I'm talking about the way you see it. You know, I look at it as hurdles. Now, some people, you get to a certain age, you might look at that hurdle and feel like you could jump it, but then you get up there and you done clicked your whole life away. Now you're dirty and shit. You got sand all in your eye. But if you could really take the opportunity to practice that each and every day, then, yo, be prepared to jump these hurdles and not just look at your life as if hurdles not coming. Because, look, let's face it. Depending on how you deal with the things in your life, that's the people you attract. Most of these people out here are attracting the people based on trauma, right? Trauma bonding is a real thing. Trauma bonding is a real serious thing. And a lot of people get in situations based on that, right? Yo, we going through the same negative thing. But I don't like the fact that we don't put that same energy into the positive thing. You know, people very rarely get together for the positive thing, right? Like, let that be the thing that draws y'all together, not the thing that puts y'all in a position where you were vulnerable or you were going through the five stages of grief at whatever stage of that grief you were in. And then that caused you to attract the wrong people. Because a lot of us don't understand the difference between knowing that that's the part of our life versus, you know, knowing what it's like to be a black sheep, right? Because, look, let's put it into a different perspective. You know, everybody look at themselves as a black sheep because they feel like it's something wrong with them because the way everybody else around them treat them. Versus looking at yourself like, no, it's something right with you based on the way that everybody else treats you. We understand that there's two sides to a coin. We say that when it came to Bill Cosby, right, they said that all the women came out there and said he did that. He had to have done it. Like, all those women couldn't have been lied on. Like, all those women couldn't have been paid to do that. Listen, they printing money every day. Y'all bugging. But that ain't my business because that ain't my thing. But what I'm saying to you is that because all of these people said it, they was like, yo, that person did it. Look at what's going on with Diddy. Like, yo, because this person got that bag and this person over here, now everybody's saying that he was pumping them. But I'm like, damn, yo, y'all been, the new girl that's suing them is like, yo, she done been in two different groups with the cat. Now you suing them? Like, you bugging too. Right? But that's the part that I'm trying to say to y'all about being that person that's considered the black sheep. You know, you may look at it like that's a bad thing, or you may look at it like, damn, this person don't fuck with me, or that person don't rock with me. I love them, but they don't love me. Or I looked at this person as this, and then they did this to me, and all this other shit, and you feel like it's something wrong with you, but it ain't. You know, you got a different purpose in life. You got a different mission. You was meant to do something that could break the generational curses, not be more of a part of it. So, you know, being pushed out of some things sometimes, it's not a bad thing. You just look at it like it is. But like, yo, glass half empty, half full. Y'all know my motto. A lot of times you not being included in shit is a good thing. It's not so much for you to be sitting up here talking about, oh, they don't like me. They don't this, that, and the third. No, how you feel about you? Because that's what it's really about. How the hell you feel about you? Not about how everybody else. What validation you seeking from other people? That ain't my business. But what is my business is what is you feeling about you. That was not perfect grammar at all. I don't even know. You put that shit together how y'all want. But y'all know what I'm saying. Come on, let's be real. Like, how you feel about you? It's called self-esteem, not everybody else's esteem. So, look. We going to keep it moving on that same energy, right? But look, I'm good. Tonight is going to be dope because it's always dope to have an artist on, right? Because for so much, I looked at as much as I've done in music and things that I've been able to see and people I've been able to talk to and people I've been able to be around, you know, there's a lot of people who do this music thing because they feel like, yo, that's something they could do. You know what I mean? I still don't understand the artists that come out and say, yo, I ain't no rapper. Like, all the rappers that make it big in rap say they ain't no rapper. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's just something I did and all that. Like, listen, you know, God gives us all gifts and talents, right? God gives it to us. That's one thing that you don't have to, like, you didn't ask for. But most people rush to go give somebody else permission in order for them to use the gift that God gave them. Every day, yo. You know how many people sacrifice whatever they can for some little bum-ass record deal just to be a part of, like, what's going on out there right now, yo? You know, you do y'all know that? Or versus some shit that they was given for free that God gave them that they don't need permission to do, that they could get out here and do the shit themselves. Oh, because it's not about getting to the money. It's about being famous. That's why I like talking to artists with a story. And the artist that I got on tonight got a story. You get what I'm saying? I'm talking about a story of overcoming. Like, we talking about when you go through something that most people don't really want to fathom. Like, it's certain things that certain people go through, and you look at it and you say, yo, I don't even want to think about that. Right. But then there's people who actually really like really living the thing that most people don't even want to think about, and then they continue to push on. And then the gift that they was given, right? To be able to use that as a form of expression to give out there to other people to hopefully motivate them to keep pushing at times when it looks like it's your darkest. Like, look, y'all, it ain't too many people that can help you see the light in the dark. Right? Because so many people, that when the dark come, that's all they see. Yo, word is born. That's all they see. The very few people that could come through and say, yo, fam, look, here the light right there. And then you be like, damn, I ain't even see it right there. I've been here the whole time. I ain't see it. Yeah, here it go. So look, tonight's conversation going to be super dope because that's the type of vibe it's going to be on, right? But I'm not going to be the one to sit up here and act like I ain't about to bring him up so he can go ahead and tell y'all himself. But I got my boy Kenny J in the building. And we're going to get into some things tonight. We're going to get into the music. We're going to get into his life. But I'm definitely going to get into his story because, like I said, you know, there's a lot of people who use their gifts just to feel like it's about them. And then there's others who use their life as a form of wanting to inspire other people. So this is going to be a real conversation. So let me see what my man got going on real quick. Get into the stage. Kenny J, what's going
on? Salute, brother. Man, good stuff, bro. I appreciate it, man. Sparking the conversation is absolutely dope.
You're not muted, are you?
I'm not muted, no, sir.
Okay.
I'm not muted.
Uh-oh, we have a situation again where I can't hear you.
I'm not muted.
What's going on, man?
I'm not muted.
Yo, hold on for a second. We're going to figure this out, y'all. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. We're going to. Say something again, bro.
Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. This thing is just bugging. We're going to let me see something, though, because yo, yo.
I'm here. I'm here.
Back. There we go, bro. I don't know.
I'm what here.
What's going on? Yeah. All right. So, look, the homie Kenny J in the building, man. What's going on with you, bro?
Man, good talk. I mean, thank you for being on. Thank you for me getting on this podcast, man. Spark the conversation, man. Raw, good stuff. I enjoyed your commentary at the onset of it. Good stuff, man. Thank you for getting me on. Definitely something we need to have a conversation about for sure.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that, bro. And I appreciate you sharing your story and sharing your time with me, man. Because like I said, man, you got a real story, bro.
Yeah.
So look, this is what we want to do. Before I get into all my whatever, we want to, you know, you introduce yourself to the audience and let them know why you're on the platform this evening.
Yeah, Kenny J is from a town in Inglewood, New Jersey, not too far from New York. So that's where the accent from. I'm sure everybody's going to be like, where you from? We're from Jersey. But, you know, everybody up there, north to up top, is going to talk like this. So it is what it is. Born in Inglewood, New Jersey, raised, influenced by so many different people in my town. Was doing music for a long time. Church is where it's at for me. You know, my dad was a musician, a church musician. And he is where I get the DNA from, along from God, just giving me a gift to do music and to love it. And, you know, I've done music all through high school, went to school at the Institute of Audio Research to study engineering, audio engineering. So, you know, I'm a studio owner. I'm a writer. I'm a producer. I'm a father. I'm a My wife has passed away this last year. My platform that I always talk about is positivity. I think it's important as an artist in the industry to not feed into the negativity that is out here in the music. You know, for a long time, we see so many different artists that just use women to disrespect them in their videos and all of that sort of stuff. And I'm a dad, I'm a grandfather, and I just wanted to use my gift and my platform to just spread love and positivity. I didn't want to be a part of the problem, but I wanted to be a part of the solution. So all of my music is going to be nice. It's going to talk about love. It's going to talk about loving the lady. It's going to talk about really enjoying and taking care of her. You're a Woman came out with, Love Is All We Need came out first last year. And then You're a Woman comes out this year, just paying homage to women and all of the struggles that they have. And just to, as a man, be able to kind of, you know, empower them, to let them know that we really love them. You know, they bring life into this world. And I just wanted to be a part of that. So my music is basically going to talk about that. It's going to be sexy. All right. It's going to be nice. It's going to talk about love. It's going to help. It's going to kind of direct people into some positive love music. It's going to talk about all type of subject matters from what I've experienced through my life and what I've learned and all of that sort of stuff. So it's going to be pretty good. So that's me in a nutshell.
Yo, no. That's dope, because yeah, that gives us a lot to unpack, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because let's be honest. Like, when it comes to music, like you said, mm-hmm, first of all, when you were saying, like, yo, and first of all, I'm gonna give a shout out to Jersey, because I'm from East Orange. You said you're from Inglewood, so
yeah, so love. We're around.
And I keep, you know, and this like the third show I had a guest on that was from Jersey. So
yeah,
we finding each other out here, right?
Yeah, that's what's up. That's dope.
But what I was going to say was, like, yo, in that whole thing, all right, so when you said the thing about the church, right?
Yeah.
So, and your dad gave you the gift. So in the whole creation of music, what do you do exactly in the creation of the music? I know you got songs coming out, but we want to make sure the people know, like, do you play an instrument, or do you just produce? All right, bet. So let's get into that. So your dad influenced you. And then you got into what part of the music?
Yeah, so I'm from the era of people playing instruments. I'm from the era of people creating and being not just a one sort of instrument sort of player. I play multiple instruments. All of my productions are done by myself, from the keyboard to the mixing to the background vocals to the bass guitar to the drums to the strings. Whatever is on that production, I'm blessed to be able to do it. So I don't necessarily pat myself on the back. That's just the era that I'm from. Right. You couldn't sound like anybody else. You had to have your own sound, and you had to be good. You couldn't half it. You had to do what you had to do. And I'm just from that era. So I'm not necessarily from the computer era. I was going to IAR in what? I'm going to age myself in like 1997. And they were just being introduced to like computer music and MIDI. And as time progressed, you know, computers got a little more affordable, and we just kind of became computer musicians, and just, we did a lot of different things and recording on the computer. So it's just technology and learning different things. I'm not afraid to learn. And music is my passion, and I play every instrument that I play. Saxophone, I play. I can play any instrument you give me. I can figure it out. It's dope.
Oh wow,
I
love it. That's crazy, and that's a gift too. You know what I mean? Like, and that's another thing that I was talking about earlier. There's so many people that can do these things, right? But they give it away, and they give it away to other people. They give other people permission over the gift that God gave them, and then you figure out that you have this gift, but then you exploit it for a little bit of money. Because I had a guest on who worked in Hollywood, right? And they did makeup for all the big people and big movies and a lot of television shows and stuff like that. And we was talking, and he was like, yo, you know, she was able to make it in Hollywood, but she wasn't the typical I made it in Hollywood being in front of the camera. She was responsible for being behind the camera, making sure the people that was in front of the camera looked the part. Whether they needed to look sleepy, whether they needed to look pretty and all that. So my point was, but in Los Angeles, California. They got a high homeless population. Right. And a lot of the homeless population are people who came there with a dollar and a dream to make it in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them didn't make it in Hollywood. They resorted to drugs. Some of them made it in some type of way in Hollywood, especially a lot of the women. Mm-hmm. Right? They was able to get in certain parties. Right. They was able to do certain things. Mm-hmm. But they all are talented. Out there on Skid Row,
yes,
is like right. we said, is one of the most talented places in the world.
Very true. Very, very right? true.
And drug addicts, alcoholics, mm-hmm. homeless people, you know, just but the gift that God was giving them, because they allow someone else to exploit it, they are now, you know, are just out here being a nomad in society and lost their purpose. Yeah. So the fact that you was able to figure that out and, you know, had an influence enough to hold you down with it, I think that's amazing, bro.
Yeah, that's dope. Most of us that do music do it for the passion or do it for the love of it. And that's what we should do music for. You know, I think all the time, in many cases, if I had to do music for free, I would more than likely positively do it for free. Not that I would want to do it for free, but I love it so much. It's just like a part of my lifeline. So many people that, you know, that don't make it to that level, they get disappointed somewhere along the line. Right. If I can stay humble enough, and that's my prayer all the time, just keep me humble enough where I can always appreciate and love the sound of music. If nobody ever hears a song, would I still do it? My answer would be yes. If my song is never played on the radio, would I still do it? Yes. You know, if nobody listens to me commentate or have a perspective, well, will I still have an opinion? Will I still have a perspective? My answer to all of that is yes. It's because I love to give information. I love the sound of music. I love to put my thought and my perspective in a song with hopes that it'll inspire somebody. So most times you don't necessarily want to do it for the money. Hopefully it shall follow you. Your gift will make room for you. And for me, my prayer is that, and I see the fruits of my labor. You was talking about that earlier, about, you know, being purposeful at what you do and do it right. for the right reasons and not do it just for a dollar bill. Because some people are doing it for the dollar bill and looks what's happening to them. They're getting exploited and taken advantage of. So facts. I get it. Yeah.
But and then that comes with the drug that most people don't want to admit that that's the strongest drug in the world, and it's fame.
Yes. Right. Attention. You got attention.
The whole thing about people who say, like, you know, they say things out here like people sell their soul to the devil or they do a contract with the devil. But the exchange for what they willing to exchange their soul for is only fame, because money come and go. Like, yeah, you know, I noticed that people, the more money they get, the less money they spend, because they used to say this story about Michael Jordan. They was like, yo, Michael Jordan is one of the richest men in the world who could go to places like Chicago and New York and all of the major cities, and then his money is no good there. Like, they don't charge him for nothing. He can go to a restaurant, eat for free, drink for free because of just who he is, the impact of what he made people feel. These people are establishment owners, and he come there just to, you know, he wanted to pay. Him and everybody he with eat for free because of the restaurant owner, like, just thank you for coming in here. So it's a lot that come with fame, like, right?
Absolutely. Just being
recognizable. But
yeah, then, man,
when you think about it in the opposite sense, like you said, would people still do the music if they wasn't famous? Because most people don't think outside the box.
Yeah. Right?
Your music can be famous even if you're not, depending on where you place it.
Yeah, that's true. You got to put a spin on that too, because sometimes even that could be dangerous. Influence could be dangerous if you're not mature to understand what that looks like. I know, and we've seen in the industry, in the media right now, that influence and having power can take you somewhere else. Who knows what happened behind closed doors? Who knows what happens? I can't judge that. I can just say, man, God bless him. I hope it'll work out for him. But we got to be careful on when we have the influence or when we've attained the influence that we're responsible with it. Because just like the vultures are out there to take from you, there's individuals that's going to be motivated by taking from you, and that's not going to kind of work. You know what I mean? So you got to be careful on both sides of the spectrum.
Yeah. You know, the saddest part about that part is that you know, the people that's going to want to take it from you first or most or the most aggressive are going to be people that know you. Absolutely. Like, it's not going to necessarily come from all the people on the outside yet, because right now they're trying to make sure you can match them. Like, think about it. The people on the outside that want to take your money from you, 9 times out of 10, either got more or that's what they do for a living.
Yeah.
Now, when you got people that is going to look at you with a sense of entitlement because they know you.
Absolutely. Right? Very,
because
very,
they
very
hung
true.
With you before, because they've been in a group with you before, or maybe because they've done, you know, shows with you, like whatever it is that people do. So that's why, you know, in the sense of when it comes down to what social media has done for me, it has allowed me to have receipts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So then there's people who say, yo, I don't really use social media like that. And they got businesses. I don't understand how you don't. Because there's your receipts. For all the people that said they support you and they love you, you know, they don't got to tell you. If they don't share your shit, if they don't promote your stuff, if they not do these things are free.
Yeah.
So if they not doing that on their own without you telling them, then how, when it comes down to your whole situation changing to the better, now they already feel like, yo, I got, now they got a business plan. They ain't had one before.
Yeah.
Oh, now you want to have a business meeting. My phone didn't work for business before. Like, you wilding. But these are the people you got receipts. Like, yo, fam, you need what? Oh, okay, because look, I'm looking right here. Yo, you ain't supporting nothing.
Yeah. Let me add to that, because it's important that the people of the world understand this. If people want to be a part of something that's moving, friends and people alike, everybody wants to kind of go on the boat and ride with you. Until that boat starts sinking, they're going to be with you. But as soon as that boat starts to sink and they can't benefit from what you're doing, they're going to throw you the peace sign. They're going to be gone. So it's important that you choose your friends wisely, because if you do not choose your friends wisely, you're going to find out that those same friends that said they love you with the bread, they ain't going to be around when you don't have it like that. And don't cut them off. Don't cut them off. And I'm sarcastically saying that, but don't cut them off. You're going to find out whether or not those same friends are going to still be with you when all that stuff stops. If you voluntarily cut them same people off, they ain't going to want to see your progress. Everything that you do is going to be a problem. They're going to probably be your worst nightmare, your worst enemy, because they're going to maybe in many cases try to be in competition with you, and you ain't even trying to compete with anybody. You're just doing what you do. You know what I mean? So just be very, very careful, because those same individuals that loved you one time when you was with them and doing what you do, it'll flip around on you, and it's going to look a little crazy at the end of the day. So be very careful. Choose wisely, because if you don't, you'll be sorry. That's just a clear warning.
Oh, yeah. Look, that's a great warning. And I think it's more of a thing that people change in at times where you think they wouldn't. Now, there's a lot of people who be solid.
Yeah, because true.
They got a little thing with them where they believe in you, but because their limitations in their mind won't allow them to see past themselves, they really subconsciously don't really think you're going to make it, but they know you got the talent enough to make
That's
it.
That's very true.
Right person hear you.
Very right? True.
So the right person hear you, they'll be like, yo, they out of here. So they're going to hang around and be as solid as they can in that particular moment. But the moment that when they feel like you at your peak and then it doesn't turn over, and then they're going to fall off. But see, that's where the receipts come in. Because what they don't understand is that for the artist, you don't stop working because now a few people are saying, you know who you are.
Yeah.
That's just live at.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, you're prophetic, Ra. You're prophet Ra right now. You're prophet Ra right now.
Yo, I've been through it, bro. I've been through it. Yo, I have a whole catalog. Like, what people do is that they didn't realize the fact of what their gift is. They thought that the fact that they do music or act or whatever was for them to be in Hollywood or be in the music business. Mm. It's a music business. Not that you had to go into a record company. That's something that you could create yourself.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that it's so much people making money just off of licensing their music to soundtracks.
That's right.
Yo, they'll never be on the radio, right? They'll never be on the they'll be touring, like, you know, they'll tour. But they not gonna get on Live Nation and all this other shit where you gonna know that these people are touring. But these people making millions of dollars while the biggest artist that everybody loves right now is barely making enough to pay out at the end of the night.
They don't know the business. They do not know. You just said it, the music business. It is a business. Other than having the talent, other than having the grace, you know, and the gift to do what you do, there's a side of the music that most people don't understand. Those people we talked about, those people that are on Skid Row right now, all they were interested in is making sure they can get heard and played. Most times, if they don't understand the business, they're going to be taken advantage of. Facts. They got to make sure that those same individuals that look at you and see what you do, that they could use, or even just look, just take a glimpse at what you're doing. Just say, let me just kind of use that as an example to see how I can do to level up. Not take advantage, not kick them down, not do anything disrespectful. Just be 100 on everything. But it's hard to do that. That's why I don't have a problem with not having friends like that. I don't have a problem with just kind of digging down and doing what I love to do is music. Because if those people were around me just because they can just kind of live off the fat of the land, so to speak, I don't need them around me because they're going to mess around and just take me down anyway. So I'm moving on anyway into that level of positivity where I'm able to use my voice to make certain that I can even give love to them. You know what I mean? Because, you know, they need love too. They need love too. I ain't hating on them that much. But you gotta speak the truth about them though, for sure.
Yeah, you're right about that. Everybody need love, but you ain't gotta be in love.
Nah, I agree 100% for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Love is, that's why they say love is the biggest emotion that ever existed, because love has so many different levels to it.
Absolutely.
That you don't have to accept another person's version of it when you know how love makes you feel. Right. So often people get in relationships of all kind thinking that the other person is supposed to love them the way that they love. And that's not what it is.
Right.
You know, it's just my opinion, that they have lied to us so much when it came to human beings. I've seen so much about it. So you got to be so much of an opposite to attract. Now, I understand that when it comes to magnets, but when it comes to people and the attraction, if you think about in magnetism, like what you give out is what you get.
Absolutely. And without that,
you're attracting. That's you know what good, I'm saying? You attracting what you get. Until you change the your energy, your vibration, you're going to keep attracting what you consider or what is seen to be wrong. My goal is not to be the person that is always right. My goal is to be right enough to have to understand that the person that's walking beside me can be the other part of my wrong and make it right.
Very true.
That's where the teamwork come in. But you got so many people out here who want to be equal. I don't want to be the same as whoever is around me and what position they am. I want you to be who you are.
Yeah.
If you are the person that's good in this, be that. I don't want to be you.
Yeah.
Right? We don't live in a life like that now, right? Yeah. We live in a life now where everybody feel like they got to be on the same level. Like, yo, listen, me and you got to be the exact same in order for it to work. And no, that's mad corny. What's my position?
Yeah.
That's what I look at. Let me play my position. What position that you wanted me to be in? It's like if you go to work for a job or work for somebody, yo, listen, fam, what is my job duties? Anything outside of that is above and beyond. You don't have to recognize me for that, but recognizing me for that is going to keep me going. What? Above and beyond.
That's right. And sometimes those positions change within time. Sometimes you're going to have to do certain things you're not going to be able to do here. If you go to that job and they give you a job description, please understand that job description, when you start working, will probably more likely broaden past where you're supposed to be going. And please don't say, well, that ain't a part of my job description, because you're going to be the first one that they give a pink slip to when it's time to get fired.
But we should hold that same standard in life when it comes to all relationships, right?
Absolutely.
Because we shouldn't give the person more respect that pay us, you know, more
that's
than
right.
the respect of the Absolutely. Person that we vow to watch our life.
Absolutely. Everybody should like, be right? on the same level. That's
it
should
be the same. We should have the same think. Level of like, yo, listen, this is what we're doing. This is the standard. Like, look. You put me in this position, I'm playing this position. And you don't want to respect me in this role, then I shouldn't be in that role, right? You got to realize that with the choices that you made, not me, because this is the direction that I'm trying to go. And and then as being a man, we got to stop. But you know, we can't talk like that as being men, right? Because you got a lot of men out here who are just relaxed at not understanding that it's okay for you to, you know, if you got to be the person that got to give your life, then you should be the person that should understand how to direct it too. Like, come on, get out of my face.
These are the areas of life that we need help on in this world.
We got to push. We got to continue to push the narrative. That's right.
We do. We do.
But let me ask you this though, because you know, in the spirit of what we're talking about, because you know, sometimes in life people do find things, and then sometimes those things, you know. They when they're no longer there, they affect us in a certain way. So I know in the beginning you were talking about that your wife passed. This year, you said earlier this year. Or
well,
last year,
2023, June 2023, she passed.
Okay, so now my question is not going to be how did it affect you, because that's not even the That should go without being said. But I would like to know, man, when it comes down to your music, has the relationship that you once had and, you know, you reflect on, is the means behind why you do the music that you do? Or how does that work for you?
Well, all of that kind of intertwines. My feelings and what the process was during the time that she transitioned is something that I believe helps, you know, somebody that in many of the podcasts that I have, what are people processing during the situation of loss? How do men deal with situations like that? And for me, of course, it was a process. Of course, it was something that I had to kind of sit down and just take some time away. It did have an effect on my music. It did allow me to dig a little deeper. It allowed me to work out some areas just as a bodybuilder would work out muscles. He'd work out that same area so he can get strength in that area. My music, I believe, is a gift from God that helped me process through those things. I was able to write. I was able to really get out my emotions and talk about some of the things that really affected me. And I didn't dig around, you know, being sorry of anything, or it was just really at that moment, at those moments, was just let me take this emotion and put it out in a way that people can build and learn how to live life through. I didn't want to be in mourning for the rest of my life. I didn't want to be unhealed. I wanted to be a person that's processed through it and gets through it and be able to help another person get through it. So did it affect me? It did. But it didn't affect me to a point where I just wanted to just jump off a building. No disrespect to anybody. I thought that time, those things that I was kind of trying to kind of get through was going to help me through my music, and it did.
Yeah, so I like how you put it, right? Because, you know, everybody has a different sense of what mourning is like, right? Because, you know, there are people who see things in a more physical sense, and then there's those that see things in a spiritual sense, right?
Right.
We all know that there's a balance to it all. Right. Because that's what nature is. That's what nature is. And so much that's what we're a part of, even though we've gotten away from it as people. Right.
Right. Right.
But in the sense of going through loss, right, it's stages of grief that people go.
Yes, absolutely.
And in those stages of grief, there's people who don't make it past certain ones in order to, you know, receive their outlet.
Right.
Like, how can you express these emotions and get these emotions out of you to the point where it doesn't be perceived as if you're forgetting about it, but you're being able to live with it?
Right? I'll explain that. I'll explain that, because I think there's a misconception on when it's too soon or when it's just you know, not enough time. And nobody on this world, in this earth, can tell another person who's dealing with something like that how long to mourn. Whether it be a week, whether it be 2 weeks, whether it be a year or 2 years, there's no time limit on it. But I do believe that a person should take the time to deal with it. If you don't deal with it and you disregard it like it isn't anything, I believe that could be an issue that you need to go speak to some sort of therapist with, which is fine. I do believe in therapy. I do believe in speaking to some sort of coach or whatever the case may be to get you through massaging the thoughts of kind of being free from that. Will you ever forget them? Probably not. But you can live life and learn how to live life without that individual being here. Because here's the simple fact is this. That person can't come back. I know that's hard for some people to understand. I know that's hard and difficult for people to understand. But I'm a realist when it comes to me. And that person cannot come back. Why would I, as a person that understand that, want to put myself in a headspace to continuously think about that for the rest of my life? I think that's unhealthy for me. So for me, and everybody's process is different, so you can't tell anybody how to process it. But for me, the process was, let's just try to get through this and mourn. Take some time. There's a season for mourning. There's a season to be happy. There's a season for everything. I just didn't want the season of my life to be filled with mourning. I wanted to live. I wanted to love again. I wanted to be in another relationship again, and so on and so forth. So I have to put that into perspective. When people are going through mourning and situations like that, take the time. Don't allow anybody to define what that time looks like. You just choose to do it, and hopefully you will come out on top. And I'm a hell of a lot better than I was before during that time. And it's just a process that you have to take. Don't shut your emotions off. More or less, men do that. Don't shut your emotions off. Find somebody to have a conversation with and get past it. It can definitely be done. I am a witness. So trust me on that.
Well, look, no, and that perspective is necessary, right? Well, it's always healthy to hear another person's perspective on how they deal with loss.
Right.
Right. Especially with something being so close, because mm-hmm. then you have people who deal with the loss of, like you know, losing your wife. But then there's people who lose their favorite cousin, their mm-hmm. aunt, their grandmother, mm-hmm. or their mm-hmm. parents. Mm-hmm. And they really deal with that for a really long time.
Right.
And then what I heard one guy say was he was a neuroscientist. And he was saying the reason why most people have what they consider PTSD or anything that they live over and over is because once something becomes a memory and it's a visual memory, your brain has the ability to recall it at any given time based mm-hmm. on a trigger, which right. we all know that triggers really exist because in real life, certain words trigger a person to automatically feel like it's negativity in the air, even when you're not speaking from a place of that. It's mm-hmm. triggers. A right. lot of people never deal with they're, you know, what they consider is this is just me, because you know, mm-hmm. people know so much about their zodiac that they think that their zodiac is all that it is. But people have a sun and a moon sign. So yeah. then if you understand both, then you can understand there's a balance. There's always duality. There's man, there's mm-hmm. woman, there's hot, there's cold. There is a thing that is mixed duality. Like, you're not complete or whole unless you could put the two halves together, mm-hmm. right?
True.
So if we look at life from that perspective, it's saying, yo, you know, if you could look at it from both angles, it'll be okay for you to understand my perspective. But the way that you just said that, mm-hmm. there'll be somebody that's going to watch this and be like, oh, man, he must ain't really, you know, feel yeah. this way. Or he must ain't mm-hmm. really did this. Or he must have been waiting. Or he must, you know why? Because in most people's mind, it's a soap opera with everything. Mm,
absolutely. Let me say this. I was married for 21 years. Let that sink. So for the people who may have a difficult time in the understanding my process, there's nothing in the world that I could do. Nothing. If when life is taken out of your hands, you can't go to the store and get some rubbing alcohol for it. You can't go buy anything to give it out. When that sort of thing is taken out of your hands and there's nothing you could do, one of the things that you said is the process of understanding something. And I'm going to add to that, because sometimes when people suffer from different other ailments, they're not processing it. If they can't get past the fact that it happened, they can't get past the fact that it happened, and they can't understand what they could do to fix it. And here's what's crazy about it. You can't fix it. There's nothing in your DNA which can help you breathe life into anybody's body. If they have expired, unfortunately, from the earth, I'm a realist when it comes to it. There's nothing I could do. I stood there, and I'm going to be graphic with the people. I stood there. My daughter and I stood there and held her hand to the last breath. So my process is going to be different than my daughter's. Right. So me, right, as a father has standing there, my job at that point is to be a leader and not just kind of disregard my feelings, but to process them. I was there for everybody. I was there. I was there from the whole start of it all. I've been married for 21 years. So for those people who think that, you know, the process is too soon and this and that, OK, cool. Unfortunately, they don't have to deal with it. I do. So I'm cool with the commentators on the flip side that kind of have a different opinion about it. That's fine. You can have your opinion, but I have to live it. And my choice is I'm going to choose life. I'm going to choose to process through it. I'm going to choose to enjoy the time that I had for the 21 years that I was married. And I have to kind of keep moving. I'm not going to forget her. Who can? I got a daughter. I mean, we got kids. You know, I can't do that. I've got pictures. We got different memories that we've put around in this world. 21 years is a lifetime. Are you kidding me? So that's all I can say to those folks. That's all.
Well, that's more real than a lot of people can actually say. Nah, that's real talk, because, you know, it's so many people in this world who don't make it 21 years with nothing or nobody.
Absolutely.
Some people don't make it 21 months. Some people don't make it 21 days. Just be honest.
That's so absolutely
the fact that you were able to get through all that. And I feel like in that type of relationship, you know, you spend a lot of time getting to know a person. I think you can deal with things a little bit differently than people who feel like they suffered a loss because they hadn't had enough time with a person.
Right.
You know, but neither one is right or wrong, right?
Absolutely.
Like what you're saying is like, yo, don't judge me because I cannot judge you on your process.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the most important part of what you're saying versus people maybe getting hung up on the detail about what they may think you be feeling or thinking. It's like, nah, yo, I had 21 years in the game, yo. And 21 then, but you know what it is? Most people who make certain comments never had a relationship that they could stand on for a certain amount of time that they actually went through anything with. Because there's ups and downs in all relationships, whether your personal one with your person or your family.
Absolutely.
Or friends. You know what? It's going to be ups and downs, ebb and flows. If they really supposed to be in your life, they're going to be there. If they not, they out of there, yo. Like, it don't matter what the connection of it is, but not in the sense of somebody actually leaving the earth. Like, that's a different
relationship. That's
relationship.
That's human race. Right? That's just
that's human chapter race. Close, right?
Is what it is.
In your story of life, that's chapter closed, right? And then it got to keep going unless you end the story.
Absolutely.
But again, you know, like you have kids and you have other things that you got to be that pillar for. You got to be strong for so people can continue to move forward. Sure. Not forget, like you said, like, no, I ain't forgetting her. I'm just moving on and then being there for everybody else and just enjoying the fact that I had this life with this person. Versus, you know, like the people that's going to look from the outside. Because let's put it to you like this. Like, yo, you know, the music that you do is sexy.
Mm-hmm.
It's about love.
Yep.
It's about men being able to, you know, be okay with, like, being good with a woman, man.
Absolutely.
Like, yo, get from up under your boys and all that other shit. So
with
that being said, you know, like, yo, it's motivation that got to come from that.
Absolutely. Every time I wake up in the morning, you know, I'm thinking about positivity. I'm not trying to start nothing. I'm not trying to be about no drama, no foolishness, no nothing. You know what I mean? It's just when you mature past a certain point, when you get to a point where like all of that stuff don't matter. It don't matter. At the end of the day, I'm going to kind of take into account. My grandmother used to tell me this. When you got to take into account for what you did here on this earth. If you're putting forth good energy, you know, your job on this earth, you're using your gift to uplift people and to build people, to explain to them what love is and all of that sort of stuff, given your perspective. And the world can be a better place. But what we do most times is we focus on the stupid, excuse my French, on just being idiotic and how to be crazy on this world. No, let's switch that. Like, men got to stand a little better on their 10 toes to be a light, a much more of a light in this world and what they've done. I'm not using my gift, my artistry, for no other reason but to uplift people. And that's what I think that my gift is for. So if I'm going to show some honor to my former bride, it's going to be putting this positive energy out here. It's going to be helping these gentlemen, my son's age, and all of the gentlemen in the world, and even ladies, what to pay attention for, and for the sons, for my son. Hey, man, treat this lady a little different, bro. Don't be out here doing crazy to these people, man. Don't do that, bro. Just take it easy. Relax. Build your life, because you're not going to be prosperous if you keep putting this negative energy out here, man. Be a little positive than that. Be a little better than that.
Facts. And be okay with understanding that, you know, it does work when you are able to balance out your masculine.
Absolutely.
With the right type of feminine. You Absolutely. Know, like, and be okay with having standards as a man. Like, don't
Absolutely.
Feel ashamed because you got standards. Now, we know people out here, a lot of times they date off preferences versus standards, right?
Yes.
We know people love to talk about, yo, they want a person that's this height or this weight or this shade or this type of hair or whatever. And that goes for men and women. You know, they right. have what they call a preference. But right. rarely do people go out here and say, look, I need to find people based on these particular standards. Because the standards is what's going to lead you to the freedom. And
for
what
sure.
I mean by freedom is like financially, I know a lot of people don't look at finances in a way of they look at money.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has a negative connotation anytime you talk about financial freedom. But I don't look at finances as all about money. Sure, you make money, or sure, you can put things out there to bring money in. But we know money is a tool. Money is a tool that we should be able to use to make more money. But in turn, people use money as a tool to spend. The more they make, the more they spend, instead of using the dollars to bring back more friends.
Right.
I want to use the dollars to bring back more friends. Right. So look, if you are in a position in life where you can look at everything that's going on in the world, you know that whatever you put in is what you get out. I think investing in financial freedom, not just based on money, I'm talking about in the freedom part. Right.
Absolutely.
Investing in the freedom. These was what's going to help you looking for people based on standards, not based on no freaking preference. Look,
Absolutely.
Yo, you could go all day as a man talking about, I like light-skinned girls with curly hair. Like, listen, every last light-skinned girl with curly hair you met shared you. So you might want to get up off that I like light-skinned girls with curly hair and try to find women based on the standard, and then you'll realize that what you like ain't always what you need.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to have a balance, man. Like,
look, it's a lot of people who like seafood. They can't eat it. They hold throat.
That's true. Yeah, you got to have a great balance at that. And, you know, you can't just kind of take one out of the other. You got to have a balance from it. You got to have a balance for it. So
you got to be open. That's
you got to be open. Like racism, that's true.
That's why I feel like racism sucks ass, you know.
It does.
Like racism sucks monkey balls because it doesn't allow you to be open enough to have conversation with people because you're looking at them the wrong way.
That's very true.
You looking at them over something that they didn't have no choice of. If any of us wasn't standing in the line with God, I was like, yo, God, before I come out my pops, yo, make me, you know, put me in a white pop, put me in a Spanish pop.
Yeah.
I want curly hair or something like that. My hair going right now. So, you know, I'm talking about hair as if it's something that I want back in life. But, you know, I don't want nobody to feel like he bitter because he don't have his hair no more.
Yeah.
But no, I'm saying though, like,
absolutely, talk,
like, you know, none of us chose or said that, but who we are is who we are. Very seldom people will be okay with accepting who they are.
It's important.
Like, something wrong
it
with
don't
that.
Matter. It's don't like it can come in many shapes, color, sizes. Don't cut yourself off. Don't say no to something. Just be honest with yourself, man. Just take a look at it, because you might very well be kind of giving up something that could be a benefit to your life. You just got to pay attention. You got to be there paying attention. So if you're not mature, I'll say this. If you're not mature, you're going to find yourself on something that ain't going to help you out. You got to make sure you're mature. Get your healing, young gentlemen. Get your healing, because your healing is going to help you in your future. You got to.
Yeah, and be okay with accepting, you know, the truth about yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, not so much based on what other people say about you. You don't have That's to right. accept what other people say about you, but
That's right.
you know your own flaws. Every man know their own flaws. They can lie to True. Themselves if they want to, but yeah, that don't doesn't do that. Help them at all. You know what I'm saying? Every man knows their own flaws. So you know what things that you got to work on, but it's okay if you can find somebody that you could talk to. Unfortunately, depending on your demographic and where you are, you may not find those people that you True. Can talk to True. Be able to give you some type of constructive something to help you, you know, be able to see things from a different perspective. But then again, I do think that every single person has a purpose. Absolutely. I don't believe that nobody out here that's only meant to go to work, pay bills, come home, whatever routine that they do every day, be a parent. I don't think that that's your purpose. I think that's right. something that you do in life, and you it's do. Something that's a part of your life.
Absolutely.
I don't think that that's your purpose. And I feel like every single person has a super gift, like a gift of some sort. But they haven't been allowed to tap into it based on things that have been told to them as a child. Like, you're not this and you ain't that. You can't do this and you can't be that. These are the four things that a lot of statements start with, depending on where you grow up at.
True. Very true.
Right. So, you don't know. And then as an adult, or whenever you get to the point of being 21, that's when they completely tell you to cut off your imagination. So as a man, when your imagination is cut off, now you're no longer thinking for yourself. Now you're not thinking for yourself. You're no longer creative. Now you're a victim of the whatever is going on around you. Now, oh, I ain't got no opportunity. Oh, it's no jobs. Oh, I got a felony. Oh, I got to do this. Like, so everything is against you. Oh, my kid's mom won't let me see the kid. All of these things are things
excuses.
That you don't have to be faced with. You know excuses. What I mean? Even if they not, they might be, no, they, a lot of times these be real shits that you have to deal with. But I'm saying, right, even though these are the things that you have to deal with, how are you looking at them? Are you looking at them as that wall, or are you looking at them as that hurdle? That's what true. I was saying. In the
That's very true.
Because as true. A hurdle, you just got to figure out how to jump over that hurdle.
Jump over.
Because the hurdle is there to be jumped over. Now, if it's a wall, if it's too high for you to go over, my man, you're going to have to dig and go under.
Hey, but with no shovel.
You're gonna have to do what you gotta do, man.
Men, real leadership in their home is gonna stand 10 toes down and do whatever they gotta do to take care of their situation. Don't give it any excuses. Do it.
Don't. Because at the end of the day, it could be a reason. Your excuses can be looked at as a reason. It's a thin line.
Yeah.
Right? You can say this is the reason why you do something, and the other person could say that's your excuse.
Exactly.
There's a thin line in between that. But for you, you got to have a reason why you want to do something,
That's
not
right.
a reason why you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have that reason why. Like, look, yo, my reason why is because I have these kids, or if I got this, or I got, yo, what is your reason why you want to do what you're doing? It can't be just for you. That your purpose in this earth ain't just for you. If people realize that, then they may really be able to find their purpose. Some people feel like their purpose is just for them. That's why if they don't make it in the record business, man, if they don't make it in Hollywood, if they don't make it in the NBA or NFL, they feel like their life is over, yo. Because to them, that's the ultimate way of making it. But we got people like Ice Cube who show, like, look, we can create our own basketball league. We do, but y'all won't come watch it. Because you stuck on the NBA. Philadelphia 76 or whatever, right? But we could do it. You don't have to aspire to go. If you nice with basketball, we got these other alternatives. Football, when all these rappers and stuff was coming together, buying these arena football teams, and the people won't come out and watch the football game. But you go to a high school game, when you grown as shit, looking like a little pedophile, you ain't got no business at the high school football game. Just talking about, I used to go to this school. Get out of here.
Man,
go somewhere. You are looking like a little pedophile. You could be over here at the other joint. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, where the adults at. So all I'm saying is that we have other opportunities, or when we create them, we don't support them. We got to figure out ways to get the people who are like-minded to be linked in.
Yeah, once that happens, it's the ball game. We'll be on to something. Oh, we got to stick together.
It's conversations like this, right? That take place that helps people with figuring out. Because somebody right now is saying, "Yo, I didn't even think about that." Or look, oh yeah, now I might could do this now because of people having the opportunity to be open and having a conversation. There's a person who's taking a loss, bro. I deal with a lot of people who are considered impacted families on this platform, bro, where, you know, moms have lost, or, you know, dads too, but I don't really get to talk to the dads. I talk to all the moms. They lost children through either pedestrian, where the child got ran over by a car. I'm talking about grown adults. Or their child has been murdered by the police. I've had the national people on here. I've had the lady on here who got the only conviction by a police officer murdering civilian in the last 50 years in Seattle, Washington. Wow. I had them on here. Like, these people be mourning totally different off of a loss. Mm. Yeah. Right? Because that person was taken.
That's different.
You get
that's
what I'm saying?
That's a lot different.
So whenever you think about the thought of loss, like, some people don't look at the comparison of it, saying that, yo, this loss is more worse than the other. That's how a fight starts.
True.
You know, people battling over who lost more.
Yeah,
because families do that. Think about it. Families do that all the time. Like, you know, one person passed and you got this person in the family, this cousin or this aunt, or this, they act like they love the person more than the other.
Mm.
It's like, yo, or you got a person who's saying, yo, you ain't crying enough. Like, ah, damn, like, I gotta cry like you to show that I'm hurting. Like, damn, I ain't drink no water this week. That's why I ain't crying. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
So I ain't got no tears in me. I want to, but I can't, you know? But or whatever the case may be, but you got people who are looking at comparing, right?
That's so true, man.
We got to get out of that whole thing of, like, that's where the thing about judging people come from, bro. About, like, listen, put your little gavelin down, yo.
Yeah.
For real, put it down. Like, let it go. Like, yo, my man, like, you know, Kenny J. Comic, he talked about how he dealt with the grief and the getting over the passing of his wife. You can't judge him because he said, listen, I had to get over it because I had other things going on. But look, I'm dealing with it every day still. I just don't deal with it the way that you may deal with it.
No.
Then you got somebody who lost a dog.
Yeah.
Who ain't been to work in 2 weeks.
And they can't cope.
You know, and I'm not saying that the dog ain't important. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying one is more important than the other. I'm saying at the end of the day, there are ways that people deal with things that are different than the other. Let's just give everybody the same respect. And then look, there won't be no hate.
Absolutely.
But look, I appreciate it, man. Like, you even wanting to come on. So let's talk about your music real quick before we get out of here.
Yeah, for sure.
We talked about two titles earlier. So let's get into what the new project is.
Yeah, Back to Rhythm and Love is just what that is. The volume one is just an introduction to love for me, the way I see it. And as far as my artistry is concerned, that's just what it was. It's not what it was, what it is. You know, Back to Rhythm and Love is just a combination of a different songs that's going to help you on your journey to finding what that is. It's a song on there called Protect Your Heart. Just a song that I kind of generated from having a conversation with my daughter. You know, young man was interested in trying to kind of get down with her. And she was like, yeah, nah, you know, you don't know my mother. You don't know my father. You don't know my favorite color. How you trying to get down? And you don't know that. It's just protect your heart. When you're out here in these streets, young ladies, make sure you protect your heart. That's first and foremost. Make sure you do that. That song was generated out of her, from her. You know, Sweet Summer Day. It's just a nice, cool song talking about the summertime, all about love. Just take a look, listen at it. I guarantee you're gonna like it. It's gonna be everybody can take a listen at it. It's really women driven. All because I like to honor them and I just kind of love them like that to make sure they understand we support them. So I got that going on right now. I got the gospel record and stuff that I'm putting back out again. I got the Christmas record I got putting out in November. And I got the volume 2 coming out somewhere around the first quarter, and I got a whole year planned out just putting out positive music.
That's dope. Hey, yeah. Look, the more the merrier, man. The world needs positivity, man. Absolutely. Everybody needs positivity. Music will never die.
Nope.
And music don't have no age limit, even though our culture try to age people out of, you know, music and different things like that.
Yeah,
man, use your gift, yo. Use your gift. Because at the end of the day, like I said, you didn't ask for it, but if you could recognize that you have one and it was given to you, then let's use it. Some of y'all got a gift that it may not be rapping, singing, and all this other stuff, but you may be a good thinker. You may be analytical. You may be a problem solver. You may be, like, whatever it is, you got a piece that could go to somebody's puzzle.
For sure.
If you're willing to be a part of the picture and not just look at yourself as the whole picture.
True.
Most people, that's what they do. They look at themselves as the whole picture versus saying, can I be a part of the picture? What piece of the puzzle do I fit? And put the piece together. I love music. I've created music for such a long time. I have such a long, extensive catalog. There's so much stuff out there, and I love it. And it's something that is just a part of me. It's not like it's a thing to say, yo, yeah, man, let me try to be the next or this or that.
Yeah.
I've aspired to be so many different things when I was younger, but I'm so thankful that God has protected me from the things that I didn't know I would have needed protecting from, because I look at what the music industry is right now and the things that's going on with Diddy and everybody else. Yo, listen, it's a lot that people have to give up in order to be this person who feels like my gift is only used if I, or my gift is only important if the world sees it.
True. Very true.
And it's not that. Sometimes you can affect one person, and that person could be the person that could affect the world and give you the credit, and then now it all comes back to you. I looked at a thing that Eddie Griffin, I was listening to a clip of him, and he was talking about he did a show in New Orleans, and it was a big Coliseum show, like a really big show, because, you know, he was on fire at that time. And the promoter came back there and said, hey, man, I got these couple of local rappers. Would you mind giving them a shot and opening up for you? And he was like, well, look, you got to let them come back here. Let me hear them and see if they can spit. He said, because if they can't really get down, I ain't letting them open. So the two people that came back there was Master P and Mystical. So they came through. They did a little something for him. And he was like, oh, hell yeah, y'all good. Y'all go open up. Well, because they opened up for him in New Orleans, that was able to get their music, well, they songs, the singles that Mystical had, moving around, boom, that was able to pop them off and start them on a tour just off that one show.
That's how it happened.
Then about 6-7 years later, Eddie Griffin said he's out, I think he said somewhere like Malibu or some shit, he's out there chilling somewhere. He said, like, yo, Master P just showed up out of nowhere. Like, yo, fam, what's good? You remember me? He was like, yeah, I remember you. Boom, boom, boom. He was like, yo, look, well, you looked out for me. I want to return the favor. So you got any scripts? Fam said, yeah, he got a script. He came back with the script. Fam wrote him $1 million, a check for the script.
Bang.
Off of the fact that he gave him love and he was like, yo, because you did that for me, this is what I'm going to come back and do for you. That he didn't do that for that, because remember, he was already on fire. Eddie Griffin didn't do that because he was saying, yo, he was just giving it.
Absolutely. Right?
So that's why I say to us as men, you know, being able to understand the difference in masculinity when it comes to being in competition and being competitive, save that for the court, save that for the field, save that for whatever. But when it comes to life, be willing to have open dialogue with your brother so you can help him be able to get a step up if you could get a step up, right?
Facts.
Because if you know, it only is going to help you.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So look, I appreciate the conversation tonight, bro.
Absolutely, man.
Sparking, you know what I mean? And you being vulnerable enough to talk about the situation that you dealt with that was that serious, because, you know, I have never had nobody that talked about it from that perspective, but I know it's people out here who feel that way because they appreciate life more than they suffer through death.
That's right. That's right.
Not that it's that is wrong or more than the other.
That's right. Leave it alone. Let them deal with it. Let them go through it. Let them process it. Do it the way they think they need to.
And just be there for them.
And just be there for them. That's all. Don't give an opinion. Sometimes, even in the process, I didn't want to have a conversation. I just wanted to be quiet. I didn't want to talk.
And that's another thing people don't respect about other people, too. They think just love bombing them with a bunch of, oh, it's going to be okay and all that. Like, sometimes they just need a moment to process. Because I know people who suffer from a loss, and it still bothers them to this day. If a certain memory or certain come up, and I just be right there for them, praying for them on the low or whatever. You know what I mean? No matter how long it take, like, take your time. Like, you don't ever got to be ashamed. Because and you still, it, you know, that you're dealing with something like that from a loss. Don't ever be ashamed of that. You know, just don't stay there. Just
I ain't gonna stay there. Nope, I'm good. Trust me, I've evolved. I've been so gifted and just blessed by different people that I met. That's just to kind of help me along the process. It's a process, but it's cool. I'm good. I'm certainly not where I was last year, and I'm right. Okay. I'm good. And I'm just grateful to God for that. That I'm able to kind of sit and just process it for myself. I didn't really want anybody around, to be honest. Cause you know how some people get, I was there from him when he did this. Da, da, da. I didn't want none of that. I just wanted to go, look, let God help me through the process. Cause once he healed me from it or get me through it, I know it's going to be a complete work. So I'm cool.
Yo. That's a good look. And let's do this. We got to make sure we give a shout out to your manager, man. You
absolutely.
Know, Katrina,
kick Hurst, up your heels.
Yo, shout out to her because she the one that contacted me. We've been back and forth through a little while. Yeah. And she's very professional. She was on it, too. Like, we kept in contact between the booking and everything, bro. So you got good representation.
Appreciate it.
Which I feel like deserves a lot of respect because, you know, When it comes down to being an artist and being in the business and being able to focus on your artistry and not have to focus, you got to know the business, though. You don't get an excuse, right? That's but true. Not having to actually focus on it, but be able to, like, manage it based on what is already being done, that is a blessing, bro.
Yeah.
Like, to have a certain, like, to be able to have pieces of a puzzle, I think that's the biggest important thing. To be able to have pieces of a puzzle and they work together and they sync like a chain, like, that shit is fly. So give a shout out to your manager because, like I said, she holding you down. She making sure everything is going on in the background, making sure that you on point. Because even me and you wasn't connected on social media. She made sure everything was legit. Yep. You here and it's all love. And that's so I am, you know, like, let's give it up to all the people
who
take the time out to believe in artists.
That's and right. Kick up. Kick up your heels is the PR entertainment. Kick up your heels entertainment. Katrina Hurst and Rachel, they are the people that keeps this thing popping. Big shout to them. Thank you for all your support. If you're going to get at them, hit them. Kick up your heels entertainment. That's where you want to be for sure.
Facts. And I was like, because I even want to get a show with them if I can one good time.
Yeah.
Man. So, you know, let them know because we want to talk to it from that standpoint because females in the business, they deal with a lot because female artists deal with a lot. And then females in the other end deal with a lot, too, because, you know, think about it. Like most people have or will try to make a person use their body in order to get certain
absolutely.
Things. And you know, women got to deal with a lot of different
that's
things,
right.
you know what I'm
absolutely.
Saying, to try to get you on as a man. You know, that's other men be, you know how the game goes. So
I know how the game goes.
You know what I'm saying? I want to get into their mind and see how they navigating through that so they can help other women get in the business. Because for men, you might think, I promise you, yo, and this will go without saying, you and your boys can get money together, but I promise you, with having the right women in your life, and
absolutely.
I don't mean that in like personal or whatever. Look, I'm just talking about having the right women in your life. I
that's
promise
facts.
You, whatever you do with your boys, it'll quadruple.
Absolutely,
with the right women in your life.
I've experienced it, and I know that for a fact myself. So I get it. I understand, and absolutely true.
Fam, it's a fact. So look, so before we go ahead and give everybody your information so how they can find your music, so how they can check out your new project, your former projects, and just stay in contact with how you're moving about out here. Yo.
Yeah, all the music is on all of your digital platforms, or you can kind of contact the KennyJMusic.com. That's the website. You can contact Kenny Wilkins on Instagram. You can contact Kenny J. Wilkins on Facebook, and you can contact Kenny J. Wilkins, the number 7, on TikTok. All of the music is going to be on all the digital platforms. You can stream it right now. You can go on Spotify. You can go on Instagram. You can go on YouTube. Everywhere you can get it. So I appreciate all the support. Thank you for having me on, Ra, for sure.
Yeah, definitely, man. Thank you for coming on. Like I said, thank you for being willing to tell your story and share it with me.
Sure.
And all the people that jumped on tonight. To all of y'all that jumped on tonight, thank y'all so much. If y'all watching this on YouTube, just subscribe to the channel, man. Hit the notification bell. You know, like this video so it can get out there to more people, as well as you guys keep up with all the conversations that I have on, because a lot of conversations be very interesting. And I think that although we know that a lot of times when the guests come on, the supporters come on and they watch the show to support their guests, and I always like to say, you know, sometimes just come on back, because you just never know. Somebody on here may have something that can help connect you to the person that you came to support. So thank y'all so much for watching tonight. Kenny J, again, thank you so much for coming on, fam.
We're going to have you.
Don't go nowhere yet. We're going to talk a little bit offline.
Sure.
Yo, to all the people that watch tonight, double salute to y'all. All the people that's going to watch the playback, y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Rob One. Each and every week, I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And you can't forget this if you don't forget nothing else. Remember, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week, peace.